There was a workshop held a couple of years ago at Lake Merritt United Methodist Church in Oakland that was put on by an organization called the Center for Nonviolent Communication. And the speaker, one of the speakers at this workshop, was a remarkable man, the founder of this global organization. His name was Marshall Rosenberg. And he gave a brief presentation about what it is that the Center for Nonviolent Communication is teaching people all around the world, teaching children, teaching adults, what it is that they're teaching as they work with groups in conflict. And he used a little device to kind of symbolize the method that they taught. If you can kind of imagine a hairband covered with like tan or gray felt, with two little ears sticking out of that hairband. And then he would put this hairband on his head, and at the top of it was a little red light. When he turned on the battery on his belt, that light, that red light would start blinking on and off. And he called these giraffe ears. You may have looked at the title of the sermon and wondered, what in the world is this thing about? But he said these giraffe ears were the most remarkable technology, because when he wore them, something extraordinary happened. And I'm going to get to that. But today, as you've heard, is the first Sunday in the season of Advent, and the theme of the scripture for today is peace. Today is a day when we look forward to that ancient promise, when we look forward to the coming into this world of the one who is called the Prince of Peace. A day when we look forward to the coming of the one at whose birth the angels sang, "Peace on earth, goodwill to all people." These words spoken by the prophet Isaiah, sometime between the years 740 and 700 BCE, have been spoken by people in our tradition for 28 centuries. This promise of a time when God would reign on the earth, when God would settle the disputes between nations, a time when swords would be beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks, and soldiers wouldn't have to learn the art of war anymore. Isaiah spoke these words almost 2,800 years ago at a time when Assyria was roaming all over the Middle East, conquering other countries. And 28 centuries later, it seems like we're no closer to having peace on earth. The only difference is that the weapons are more massively destructive, and we can kill more people with our 500-pound bombs. So how is it that we can get to the place where this promise will come about? One of the thoughts I want to share with you today is that peace, if it exists at all, has to exist at all levels of human relationship, from within ourselves to the relationships between nations. But I really think it begins within ourselves. Because if you think about it, who is the person in the world with whom you have the closest relationship? It is yourself. You know yourself better than you know anybody else on earth. You know what you're thinking when nobody else does. You know what you're feeling, even when you're hiding it from other people. You know the things that are strong and capable about yourself. You know the things that are not so capable. You know the things about yourself you don't like. The thing is, we're not all that good at taking good care of ourselves. And when we confront things about ourselves, we are our own harshest critics. And we don't know how to treat ourselves gently. We don't know how to nurture ourselves. We often abuse ourselves emotionally or even physically. And because we don't know how to take care of the things about ourselves we don't like, we have trouble dealing with the things we don't like about the people we come into contact with. Think about somebody really close in your life. Maybe your mother or your father or your child or your partner. Think about the last time you had a fight with that person. What happened when that fight broke out? Probably what happened was there was some miscommunication. Probably what happened was that person said something to you that sounded harsh and you reacted to it, or maybe you said something harsh to that person that they reacted to and got defensive. But you had a fight. How many times are those fights about assumptions we make that we don't check out? And we have the fight, and then we find out it was all over nothing, but the damage has been done. That's how we react on an interpersonal level. And this is where the giraffe ears come in. Because Marshall Rosenberg says that when he's wearing those giraffe ears, something amazing happens. It doesn't literally happen, it's a metaphor. But those giraffe ears represent a different way of listening. So that if we hear somebody speaking to us and our natural response is to take affront or to get offensive or get defensive or to want to strike back, instead of hearing that attack coming our way, if we're wearing those giraffe ears, if we're hearing like a giraffe, metaphorically speaking, instead of hearing an attack, we are hearing that person's unmet needs. When we hear those harsh words, instead of hearing something attacking us, we learn to hear the unmet needs that are being expressed through those words. Now, this is hard to do, but it can be learned and it can be taught. But it's a challenge to learn and to practice, and it's especially hard to do it in the moment. But imagine what can happen if in your own relationships, if somebody comes at you with that and you respond in a way that lets them know that needs that maybe they weren't even in touch with themselves have been heard, and then you can work together to address those needs. Instead of getting into a conflicted conversation, you can get into a conversation that can create peace, that can build the relationship. And imagine if that could happen on an international level. I don't think it can happen between nations if we don't know how to take care of ourselves or our neighbors. But misunderstandings happen at that level too. That's what's happened in Iraq. I mean, I take George Bush at his word that he was sincerely frightened for the security of our country, and he was afraid that terrorists would get hold of weapons of mass destruction and explode them within our boundaries, and he was afraid that Saddam had them and that he was in cahoots with Al-Qaeda and that he was going to sell them to the terrorists. And so, based on those assumptions, he went to war. And we went into Iraq and we took care of business, and then we sent our people all over the country to all the places where we knew these weapons were stored, and guess what? There weren't any. And we investigated the so-called links between Saddam and Al-Qaeda, and guess what? They haven't found any. But based on a misunderstanding, over 100,000 people have been killed. It's a rather extreme example of what happens when instead of hearing needs, we get defensive and we put up our guard and we clench our fists instead of cooperating together. So the challenge, both as we deal with ourselves and as we deal with others, is to learn to listen with giraffe ears. To hear not a threat against us, but to hear a deep need that the person speaking to us may not even be aware of herself, but a need that we can recognize and respond to and work on meeting together, and in such a way build peaceful relationships in our families, in our nation, in our world. I think that if the whole world can learn what the Center for Nonviolent Communication is teaching and what Jesus has taught, what Gandhi has lived, what Martin Luther King has shown, if we can learn nonviolent ways of communicating, the day that Isaiah spoke of can come on earth, a day in which swords will be beaten into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. A day in which we will be ruled over by the Prince of Peace. And the angels will truly be able to sing, "Peace on earth and goodwill to all people." May that day we hope for truly come.